as families gather around for the holidays, there is still this looming threat of COVID-19. Bob, what's it looking like in El Paso these days?
We're seeing our highest level of infections since probably late January, early February. So we're, you know, about at a 10-month high. Hospitalization numbers are rising as well. It's important to note that this is not anywhere near as bad as last fall when we had just a horrific surge. But we're definitely on the wrong path right now. And the medical experts we're talking to say, not surprisingly, that this is being driven by people who are not fully vaccinated. That could either be by choice or because they're in that young age group that just recently became eligible for the vaccine. But we're clearly seeing that people not fully vaccinated are making up more than 2/3 of the new cases, and that's probably a higher percentage among people requiring hospitalization, and certainly among people who are dying, vastly more people who weren't fully vaccinated. So, you know, the message continues to be, get vaccinated if you haven't already. And increasingly, doctors are recommending that if you're an adult over 18 and you're eligible for a booster shot, it's probably a good idea at this point to get it, which would mean 6 months after your second dose. The Delta variant has just scrambled things up, and it's increasingly important to get that extra dose, according to the experts.
Mm-hmm. Not a surprising headline about UTEP and its percentage of not just Hispanic faculty, but tenured Hispanic faculty.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that it's not surprising, probably maybe a suggestion that we take too much for granted living here in the border region and don't fully appreciate the magnitude of what UTEP has been able to accomplish over the last, you know, 20 to 25 years in diversifying their faculty. According to federal data, 30% of all UTEP tenured faculty members are Hispanic or Latino. That's twice as high as the next nearest major research university, which is the University of New Mexico, at about 14%. And in fact, only three other schools other than UTEP or UNM even have more than 10% of their tenured faculty as Latino. So it's a major accomplishment. There's lots of challenges for higher education going forward. The biggest is probably that there just aren't enough Latino students in the PhD pipeline. That's where most faculty members are drawn from. So there's a real concerted effort at UTEP, at New Mexico State, at UNM and other universities to try to get more Latino PhD students into the pipeline. It's a long haul, but UTEP has just made remarkable progress in recent decades.
And you mentioned UTEP and UNM, but what about New Mexico State University?
Still lagging, and it's a land-grant university. It focuses a lot on agricultural programs, for example, that in particular have had difficulty bringing Latino faculty members in. So, you know, all universities certainly have more work to do on that.
And the day after Thanksgiving, here's a story that you'll go away being very thankful that you heard.
Yeah, and so the way I'm putting it is I think Bookie Coleman is the hero that El Paso needs right now. Bookie is a 7-year-old boy here in El Paso, and for the past year, he and his mom, Cherie, have on their own gone out to help feed the homeless. And it all started when Bookie noticed a guy hanging around near where they live, and he asked his mom why he didn't go home. And so Cherie Coleman had to explain to him that some people don't have homes and, you know, are struggling to find food. And so he said, well, why don't we feed them? And so for the last year, starting on Sundays at first, but now they do Sundays and Wednesdays, Bookie and Cherie have gone out to feed the homeless in El Paso. They have a small little GoFundMe campaign that's raised a couple thousand dollars so far, but this is really their effort to try to make a difference. And it really is the kind of story we need to to remind us that, you know, people can make a difference, and especially around the holiday season, it's a good time to find our neighbors in need and to lend a helping hand. So I'm just really thrilled to be able to introduce the rest of the world to Bucky Coleman. It's a real uplifting story.
Well, thanks for sharing it, Bob. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and a great Black Friday and a happy Small Business Saturday, and we'll see you next week.
And the happiest of holidays to everybody listening, too. It's a beautiful time of year, and I wish everybody happiness and safety.
And to find these stories and more, visit ElPasoMatters.org.